Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
Microsoft has surpassed Apple as the world's largest company by market cap. So the great thing is that we posted that like a week ago, that Microsoft was only $100 billion away from passing Apple in market cap. And at that time, you know, there's a lot of people in the comments that was like, laugh out loud, only $100 billion. Like,
yeah.
But you know, it's a teachable moment as far as for corporate finance and, you know, how things that can look like a large number to some is a very small number to somebody else. Yeah. Perception is everything. And that's the thing about life. One person's mountain is another person's hill. Right? One person's trash is another man's treasure. Mm-hmm. We could go down a line here. So,
no pun intended.
Perception is a very important perception is a very important thing. So 100 billion, yeah, to the average person, to me, like, as I'm looking at it from a bank account standpoint, if I was looking at it from that standpoint, then yeah, I'd be like, oh yeah, $100 billion. That's crazy. But I think it's an important part of the job is to educate people. So we wasn't talking about it as far as like in somebody's net worth.
Yeah. Just in our Bank of America.
Tomorrow I'll have $100 million.
So it's a teachable moment, but so Microsoft has surpassed Apple that quickly. $100 billion, they caught up that quickly. So do you foresee Microsoft maintaining this lead, and how does this play out for the future of both companies? Do you see Apple reclaiming the position? Does it matter? Is it like just a celebratory thing that, you know, doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things, or is it actually important?
I think it's actually important. Anytime you lose pole position and you're not number one, you have to start to be worried. Some stats around Microsoft. Profit margin, this is a multi-trillion dollar company, 34% profit margin.
Whew.
Amazing. Operating margin, 43%. Gross margin, 68%. Return on assets, 19%. Institutional ownership, 72%. So at a time when Apple is not the innovator, the leader in breaking edge technology, once you, and we have to compare this to Apple is also a consumer-based company that does some enterprise and some B2G. Microsoft does a ton of B2G, ton of enterprise with wider margins. You have to be worried when someone passes you up. This isn't just like some milestone that does not matter. And normally when these companies are number one, and of course, for the next year or two, I think they'll go back and forth in terms of market cap. But once again, if they don't innovate, I can see Microsoft keeping that lead. And with the interest in AI, and this is the interesting part, Microsoft hasn't partnered with anybody to make an electronic vehicle, which we can talk about that space later. They have not gotten into healthcare, and they don't have a consumer product that people love. If they actually innovate and make a product that people really love at scale, with the leadership, with Satya just being focused on the business, this could be the era where Microsoft remains dominant for a decade. And I keep saying, if it wasn't for Ballmer, there would be no Microsoft. Kudos to Ballmer and everything that you're doing. I think you're amazing. But he wasn't right for that CEO position. And Gates had a lot to do with that with the infighting. But I think this is probably... And I still love Apple. For everyone who's messaging me like, should I sell Apple? No. But I think we are seeing a passing of the guard, if you will. And most importantly, we need publicly traded companies to build things that actually work and that people need. We don't, and I have three of them. We don't need another iPhone 7 upgrade that's called a 15. Microsoft has actually innovated. And then once they got into the AI space, amazing partnership with like that joint venture that they did with OpenAI and put them in a different category. So if I was Apple, I would be a little bit worried. And Microsoft, as of now, definitely is a better company.
A lot there. There's a lot there. Interesting. I mean, it was short-lived, right? So Apple did go back on top as the number one as far as market cap. But I'm with you. In 2024, I definitely, and we said this 6 months ago, when we were looking at the market caps, we were analyzing and saying, based on the forward momentum that Microsoft has, especially with the partnership, like you said, in OpenAI, there's a chance here that they're going to pass them, and that day came. And I think it's gonna be prolonged for a couple of reasons, but I think that AI space is one of them. You mentioned that there hasn't been a product that Microsoft has had, a consumer product. And so when you said it, I started thinking, like, was there a product? Is Windows the last product? Right? Is that the last thing that people could say that we really loved?
In the 90s.
That's in the 90s, crazy. Right? And interestingly enough, what they've now done with OpenAI in creating Copilot, this might be the thing. So if you look at the numbers on Copilot, I just did a quick research on it. Nearly half of Fortune 100 companies have incorporated into their enterprise software already. And so you're talking about large revenue, right? When you're talking about Fortune 100 companies, but they're going to have it for consumers as part of their office package in this year. What that does now, when you have OpenAI, right, and you have Copilot using that, now you need more cloud space. And so what has been increasing over the past three quarters for them? Azure, right? And it's kind of dented in a space where Amazon, AWS, is far, by far the leader. It's cracked a dent in their lead. It's cracked a dent in Google Cloud's lead. And now Azure is that third place player with a lot of momentum. And so if you're looking at these two things alone, and last week we talked about it, what's the innovation? What is the thing that Apple will have? And we don't know it yet.
Yeah.
No, the fact that they are already in the lead in this AI space with these mountain factors, I like them for 2024 and maybe for 2025 if we don't see the exact innovation. I know people in the comments, I actually read the comments the other day when we did Market Mondays, and they're like, yeah, people said the same things when Steve Jobs passed. They don't innovate enough. Okay. They had products. They have had products.
But that wasn't true.
Well, this is what the comments were saying, right? They've had products, and yes, right? We've seen what Tim Cook has done. And I mean, there's an argument that he could be when it goes down, right, in history and we look back, he might have been a greater CEO than Steve Jobs was.
Also, no question. That's right? No question. Yeah.
And so now is the time, right? Over the next 12 to 16 months, it's going to be an important time. And I know it's like, it's semantics, right? Your market cap is number one, ours is number two. But it means something, right? In those headquarters, right? It means something. And Amazon's right there too, right? In the past, I think 12 years, there's only been three companies that have been in that one and two spot, Amazon, Apple, and Microsoft. So it definitely means something amongst them. And whoever comes out with the most innovative and is leading in a way of the future, especially for technology, I mean, they get the crown. And I'm sure that people in Apple think about it the same way that Amazon and Microsoft do. Everybody wants to be the top spot.
Yeah, if the enterprise value or the market cap value is the same, Apple's profit margin is 25%, Microsoft is 34%. For a multi-trillion-dollar company, that's like a $100 million business having an 80% profit margin. It does matter. And if they make another acquisition, being Microsoft, that could give them a further lead. It's never a good thing when you have a brand and people are, before it comes out, are saying, I'm not going to buy that product. Even Apple fans are saying, unless it can shoot out laser beams or transport me to Davos or put me in Game of Thrones, I'm not even going to consider it.
Listen, we're here, right? We walk the streets for 2 hours. Every 10 feet, two letters are posted all throughout the streets, and it's AI everywhere. AI. Yep. It's AI. It's AI. And if we think about AI, especially from the consumer side, who's leading that space? There's no doubt it's Microsoft. Yep. It's no doubt. Not even a question. So.
What? Continue to tech to index, no stress. I even remember people saying Microsoft wouldn't have that number one spot. Invest in those two, you'll be good. But I still want the companies that I'm invested in to keep their edge and keep innovating.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.